And go to the toll-free line. Warren, what you want to talk about?
Well, I had a friend here who had a little something to add to your interview with the First Lady.
Oh, excellent.
A friend of mine is a secret agent, and he doesn't want to reveal his name, but he did just have a little bit to add to the story.
Ah.
So if you wouldn't mind, he'd like to speak
excellent.
To you.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem speaking to... now, this person has a first-hand account of the First Lady's protesting in front of the White House this past weekend.
That's right, Mr. Lloyd Sloan.
Can you reveal your name?
I was on the spot. Just call me Agent J.
Agent J, all right, that's fine. Now, the First Lady said that she was misdirected to that protest. Can you verify that? Is that really what... She mistook it for an Easter egg hunt.
That's for public consumption, you know. Is that the whole truth? No, I don't think
so. Well, can you tell me what really happened?
Well, she told you that whole thing about the Easter egg hunt and all that. She went out for some smokes.
She went out for some smokes?
She went out for some smokes. She's just crazy. She's got to have camels. If she doesn't have a pack of camels, she's not happy.
You think they'd have a lot of those in the White House? Why would she need to go out for them?
She has to sneak them all the time because she told George W. that she was going to quit. That's just between you and me, but that's a fact.
Okay. So she
told him she was going to quit, and boy, let me tell you, she has not quit.
So I assume the Secret Service would be under orders not to provide those to her, probably. I mean,
it's a tough call, you know.
Boy, I mean, she could get pretty desperate if she's not...
That's right. So she tries to sneak out from time to time, and she was looking for some smokes. Some of those protesters had cigarettes on them. So she was ready to be best friends.
So she
was ready to carry a sign. She was ready to do whatever they wanted her to do.
So we're talking drugs mostly here. Just trying to score some camels, basically.
She'll smoke a camel. She'll smoke whatever she can get her hands on, basically.
I wish I'd have had... You know, that never comes out in the stories. There's it's so hard to get it.
I
appreciate you coming on the air. Do you smoke by any chance?
I've been known to smoke a little, I'm sure.
You might want to start carrying a pack of camels with you.
Maybe some career advancement there.
That's what I'm thinking, you know. I mean, just to help out the... I support the troops, you know what I mean?
So do I. Well, actually, what I do is I troop the supports.
I don't even want to ask what the heck.
Yeah, don't ask. That's sort of private information. Anyway, we all love your show. All the Secret Service agents that I know, we all love the show.
I appreciate it. You guys keep up the good work. And definitely, if Bush were to get shot, shoot Cheney.
Well, did you actually read that quote where Laura Bush said she was in control of the world?
No.
She said...
She's smoking more than camels.
there was a quote about a week ago or so where she said she advises the president and she's in close contact with a former president and she pretty much controls the world.
Oh, goodness. I wish I would ask her about that. I was not aware of that quote. We might have to have her back on the air. So.
Yeah, that would be good. We'd all look forward to it.
Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Thank you much. And always good to hear from the Secret Service and get the inside story. That's something you don't hear on every program. So, you know, that tells you right away just how important this Radio Free St. Louis is to our entire area, our region, our nation, and to the Camel Tobacco Company.